Michael, called to be a pastor of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Randy. To the Church of God in West Lafayette, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't being named amazing? Isn't it so great to sort of hear your name, the Church of God in West Lafayette, being claimed as a sanctified people. Sanctified meaning set apart or holy. Being called saints, these holy people who were called together and called together in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then hearing those words, grace and peace to you. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. These words are so big and pull us together. But this actually starts really small. It starts really small where after Jesus' baptism and his time in the wilderness, he's just walking through town. And John points over and goes, "That's him! That's the one! That's the one who after his baptism, the dove descended over and stayed with him." That's the one I've been called to point to. I baptize with water, but he baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And so after hearing this, two of John's disciples go, "Well, we're done with you, John. We're going to follow this guy." And on the way, Andrew goes and grabs his brother Simon and says, "Come on, you've got to come with me. I've found the Messiah." Whoa. And so Simon gets up and goes with his brother Andrew to see Jesus. And he shows up and he sees him. And Jesus turns and looks at him and says, "You're Simon. I'm going to call you the Rock." He changes his name. He claims him from the very beginning to be transformed, to be something new. And that's what happens when we get pulled into this Christian life. Something different happens to us. We're called to just live in this world in a different way. And so Pastor Mike has been messing around with having you guys interact a little bit more while we're in this space. And so the first time we did this deal over forgiveness, because as disciples of Christ, we have to be willing to forgive one another and to grant forgiveness to one another. And I really think that our Lutheran heritage points us to forgiveness being maybe the first thing God does with us, is that God forgives us, and it's in that forgiving that we are claimed by name. They almost happen right on top of each other. The timeline is really gray. And so from forgiveness to being claimed, I want you to grab your red hymnal. Go ahead and grab this guy. It's got more than hymns in there. Turn to page 231. And in that second small paragraph, and I know I want you to find someone. So if you're sitting by yourself, go sit with someone else. You don't have to touch a person because I know it's cold and flu season. But I want you to get that person's name. I want you in front of them to make the sign of the cross. Name them and say, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Does everybody see that little paragraph there? Okay. Go. Max. Come on. Yep. Have a seat. Come on. Max. Child of God. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. You gotta do me.
Can I use your first name?
Yeah.
Hella. Or, heck yeah. Right. Michael, child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever.
Amen. Thank you. Make sure everybody hears this word. Couple more happening in the back there. There is a true power that happens when you hear these words spoken into your life. And it happens in your faith. It happens in your believing. Remember, your salvation is won by Christ. There's nothing you can do about that. But your faith life, your discipleship, happens in faith, happens in belief, happens in your works. So you can't earn salvation. You've got it. It's a done deal. But every single day, we live our lives more and more, deeper and deeper. We forgive and we love and we listen to those people who are in our lives. And we get to claim them. Just as Christ has claimed us in this community, just as Christ has bound us together. So what starts from this small thing, one individual, just like Jesus, claims Simon and calls him Peter. You are my rock. Jesus does that to each and every one of us. At that font, claims us, calls us by name and pulls us in and says to the Church of God in West Lafayette, to our Savior Lutheran Church, folks pulled together all these years ago, continue to be my church, my sanctified people in Christ. Together with all those everywhere, this small individual named and claimed comes together to be with others named and claimed to be congregation, who get called together to be church together in the ELCA, who get called together to be church across the world, proclaiming this love, this forgiveness, this claiming that God does for us and that God grants to everyone. Brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to be Christ's church. This church that names and claims and loves forever. Forever. To the glory of God. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.